Now in his sixth decade as a professional musician, Boogie Bob Bell Dorey may be busier than ever. The Okemos resident will perform this Saturday night, the 31st, at Lansing's Robin Theater with his Boogie Stomp collaborator, New York pianist Arthur Migliazza. Here's a taste of what revelers can expect. Dorey expects to be busy in 2017 with more than just his own music making. Recently, he's been managing the accelerating career of Lansing singer Lucas Holliday. Last month, a social media video of Holliday singing at his job as a cashier in Lansing's Dollar Store went viral. So before we discussed his own performing, Bell Dorey brings us up to speed.
He ended up at the Palace doing a show with Maxwell and Mary Kay Blige, and we got offers to do The Voice, America's Most Wanted, sing the national anthem at Madison Square Garden. It's going to be an exciting year.
Have you managed other people like this before?
Oh, yeah. I used to be a licensed manager and agent back when you had to be licensed in Michigan. And I started out managing Ronnie Hernandez and Danny Hernandez and producing records for Motown and a lot of people in between, so I'm not new at this game.
You'll be busy performing New Year's Eve at the Robin Theater in Lansing. Talk to us about what you've got planned.
Well, I'm flying my partner, Arthur Migliazza, in from New York, partly because we're working that Wednesday at the Steinway Gallery in Detroit, and then we're coming up here for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, two shows on New Year's Eve.
And this is the Boogie Stomp show?
Absolutely, yeah. And I love the Robin Theater.
Looking at a run in Detroit next year as well.
That's right. We were talking to the Tipping Point Theater and the Magic Bag, and we're probably going to nail down one or both of those dates by the end of the holidays.
You and your partner, Arthur Migliazza, are wrapping up a CD as well. What kind of songs are you recording?
Arthur and I come from this tradition of American piano music that developed after the Civil War out of blues and boogie-woogie, and then it was brought forward in the 30s and 40s by Meat Loaf Lewis, Pete Johnson, and Albert Ammons. And then it was converted in the 50s and 60s into rock and roll, and we're playing in that tradition but trying to take it forward into stuff that's really contemporary. And we've got it about 80% recorded, and we're going to try to finish it over the holidays.
You are 71 years old and thriving. It would appear you're as busy as ever. How long do you hope to perform live?
Well, I used to say I didn't have to think about it till Chuck Berry retired. He's 90, and unfortunately he's suffering a little bit from dementia. He's still in great physical shape. So,
and we'll point out that Bob has performed for years as a piano player with Chuck Berry, for our listeners who don't already know that.
I worked my first date with Chuck Berry here at the Dells on Lake Lansing in 1967. And we recorded two albums with him here at my studio in Lansing, and Chuck and I are like family.
We've been talking with rock and boogie-woogie piano player Bob Bell Dorey of Okemos, busier than ever at New Year's Eve at the Robin Theater in Lansing. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.